Follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The head of the International Monetary Fund is urging countries to swiftly resolve trade disputes because they are threatening global economic growth. 2 days ago, the IMF downgraded the outlook for world economic growth this year. That announcement coming as the Trump administration appears to shift its tone on one sector.
In another sign that the White House may be backing off of these tariffs, sources tell us that the administration is now considering possible exemptions for some tariffs on Chinese auto parts, but the White House says that no final decision has been made.
ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. Applications for unemployment benefits went up last week, but only slightly. Meta, Starbucks, Southwest Airlines, CNN among those laying off workers in the month of March. A 19-year-old has been charged with aggravated arson for allegedly setting the bonfire and leaving the area without properly extinguishing it, causing the more than 10,000-acre Jones Road fire in Ocean County, New Jersey. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Democrats are introducing a bill that would codify abortion rights in Wisconsin. The Abortion Rights Restoration Act would repeal the state's 1849 abortion ban and eliminate required ultrasounds and a 24-hour waiting period. Other states like Minnesota and Colorado have gotten their own old abortion laws off the books after the Dobbs decision, which repealed Roe v. Wade at the federal level. Tanya Atkinson, CEO of Planned Parenthood Wisconsin.
This bill is about protecting a person's ability to decide for herself what kind of reproductive health care is needed. This bill is about protecting healthcare professionals from criminal punishments for providing patient-centered and medically indicated healthcare.
Dr. Ashlyn Brown says the bill would also get rid of the information healthcare providers are required to give to patients that's dictated by lawmakers and isn't backed up by evidence.
Restrictions forcing physicians like me to read a script riddled with medically inaccurate information, scare tactics, and frankly biased language about the abortion care that they need is not evidence-based medicine. There is no other type of healthcare where patients are questioned extensively, given biased information, and forced to wait when they know what is right for them.
In a Republican-controlled legislature, the measure is unlikely to pass. Senator Kelda Royce.
We have a Republican administration in Washington, D.C. that is extremely hostile to abortion rights. You know, we used to have 20 years ago, we had Republicans that were pro-choice. It would be, I think, better if more Republican politicians actually reflected the Republican electorate, which has plenty of pro-choice Republicans.
Legislative Republicans didn't immediately offer a response to the bill. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is currently considering the state's 1849 abortion ban. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The draft is here. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the NFL draft gets underway tonight. Thousands of fans from all around arriving. Network broadcasts. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst on the Rich Eisen Show says with the 23rd pick overall tonight, expect the unexpected.
It's one of those things, I think, and it's so unpredictable, but I do think it's a good draft class, and I think certainly where we're picking, I think there's going to be a really good player that's going to help our football team, and I think we're really focused on making sure we've got a good young team. We're really excited about it, and we're really excited to add, you know, not only a really good player, but a culture guy as well.
Baseball, the Brewers losing last night to the Giants 4-2. Concern for catcher William Contreras, who was injured sliding into third base in the sixth inning.
We'll check him out. We'll see what it is. He had like a issue with his side. We're hoping it's nothing more serious than it just, you know, locked up on him a little bit. So we hope it's nothing more serious.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We may catch a sprinkle or two at some point. Our high right around 68 this afternoon. Some showers and thundershowers tonight. Our low 47. Tomorrow, some scattered rain. Quarter inch or more is possible. 56 the weekend. Looking pretty good. Sunshine, 60 Saturday. Upper 60s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight. Your timing, good fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like, security, and you're saying, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And Paul Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
We've issued a very explicit proposal to both the Russians and the Ukrainians, and it's time for them to either say yes or for the United States to walk away from this process. We've engaged in an extraordinary amount of diplomacy, of on-the-ground work. We've really tried to understand things from the perspective of both the Ukrainians and the Russians. What do Ukrainians care the most about? What do the Russians care the most about? And I think that we've put together a very fair proposal. We're going to see if the Europeans, the Russians, and the Ukrainians are ultimately able to get this thing over the finish line.
That was Jojo call him? Cabbage Patch Vice President.
Yeah.
He was the
Cabbage Patch doll.
Couch being a Cabbage Patch doll.
That just grew a beard.
Yeah. Okay. Because, as you know, both sides do it. Uh-huh. They both need to, right?
Right.
Okay. So please, can we send our my negotiator over to talk to Putin, for God's sake?
You get the f*** out of my house now. Get f*** out.
There you go. Done.
Yeah.
That's all Russia needs to do. Oh, well, the doctor's giggling.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I just say real quick? Pete Hegseth, Drunky McRapey, is denying that he has ordered a makeup studio installed at the Pentagon.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Heather said it's not a makeup studio. It's a powder mojo dojo casa. He looks good even without makeup. Look at him.
If I'm going to get bad news, I'm not from him.
He's a handsome man.
Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now.
Dr. Doom.
MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us from the gloom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
Oh, hi. Good morning, Dr. Doom. Hi.
Well, good morning. You know, I was really, I'm sorry you had to play that Vance quote before me coming on here. Now I'm fully depressed. I was happy to be undoomed for a little while this morning, but that's not to be, unfortunately. But how are you?
This whole negotiation, they've asked Vladimir Putin for nothing, right? I mean, it just, and this, it
they
shows,
are they are absolute Putin mouthpieces.
Right.
They Putin speaks. It's like a ventriloquist.
Yeah.
And it's just absolutely extraordinary. That's not a negotiation. That's a Russian demand being placed on Zelensky in ways that are absolutely unconstitutional for Ukraine. They cannot even think about what is being proposed, nor should they.
I hate to double doom you, but Caroline Leavitt.
Oh, hey, girl.
Yeah.
Hey.
Here she is.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh. Hang on. Here we go. 12, yeah.
The president's national security team, his advisors, have exuded significant time, energy, and effort to try to bring this war to an end. The American taxpayer has funded billions of dollars in this effort, and enough is enough. The president's frustrated. His patience is running very thin. He wants to do what's right for the world. He wants to see peace. He wants to see the killing stopped. But you need both sides of the war willing to do that. And unfortunately, President Zelensky seems to be moving in the wrong direction.
Oh, my God. Zelensky's moving in the wrong direction. I mean, this is the both sidesing of everything, right? I mean, we were saying this whole...
Like, totally Orwellian. She's saying things as if they're truth when they're absolute bold-faced lies. And they are just allies of Putin.
Yeah.
We might as well just understand that,
also,
you know, and it's...
Do we not totally get at this point what a complete paper tiger, whatever you want to call Trump, he caves on everything, whether it's tariffs, whether it's, I mean, this story this morning, Trump is not happy with Putin, Vladimir Putin, because he took to social media and says, I'm not happy following Russian missile strikes on the Ukrainian capital. Vladimir, stop. Trump left pleading with Putin after Russian strike on Kyiv left six kids dead. I thought he was, you know, a big strong man. And Putin's his, you know, his buddy, right?
Yeah. Putin and Trump have a relationship. And whatever he said on Truth Social this morning, Donald Trump, is BS, a cover story, whatever. When it comes to negotiating, he and his team are spouting what Putin wants him to say, period. And this is, he's gone through some motions of, oh, yeah, I wish you wouldn't bomb children, Mr. Putin, please. But the fact of the matter is that Putin's a killer, and he's getting support, moral and otherwise, from Donald J. Trump and his whole team. And it's horrifying stuff.
We always hurt the ones we love the most. This is why I'm playing a second Caroline Leavitt for you.
Oh, no.
It was President Obama who gave up Crimea, who allowed Russia to take it over in 2014. And so the president is not asking Ukraine to recognize Crimea. Nobody has asked them to do that. What he is asking is for people to come to the negotiating table recognizing that this has been a brutal war for far too long. And in order to make a good deal, both sides have to walk away a little bit unhappy.
Both sides do it. Doc, here's the other thing. Him blaming someone else, according to every poll, is wearing really thin with voters, whether it's Obama or Biden. I think he's mentioned Biden 500 and something times in 90 days.
Unbelievable. And he criticizes like a child. They're not even grown-up criticisms.
Right.
They're stupid name-calling from a stupid, ignorant man. But I think what needs to be emphasized here still and again, Stephanie, is how much the Republican Congress goes along with him. And I'm asking, where is the resistance from the Republican caucus to any or all of this nonsense domestically and internationally that Donald Trump is proposing? Aren't you like stunned that this is happening like this?
Yeah.
Even the Supreme Court is making some decisions that seem rational, but where's the Republican leadership? It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah. Well, and you summed up since you've been over there, obviously helping kids in Ukraine, you said after 3 years of unconscionable Russian attacks and war crimes, J.D. Vance just delivered an ultimatum to Ukraine demanding they agree to Putin's terms for a ceasefire. That would mean continued Russian occupation of eastern Ukraine, illegal annexation of Crimea, no chance of Ukraine joining NATO. These demands by the Trump administration represent a gross, traitorous abandonment of a democratic ally and inexplicable disruptions to an 80-year-old set of alliances with European allies and an unambiguous alliance with Putin's Russia. And you say it. Will Republican politicians stand for this capitulation to Putin? Will Reagan's party, right, that they call themselves, right? If this disgraceful rejection of longstanding American values is not the final straw, what is? I don't know what is. Just disappearing people on American soil with no due process, I guess, is not too...
I guess anything's possible here, but I cannot imagine literally any Republican president in our lifetimes allowed this kind of nonsense to be projected to the world. It's pretty stunning.
Yeah.
And I still don't understand the psychology of it. other than fear of Trump retaliation that the Republicans seem to be succumbing to.
Yeah.
But we'll have to see. But I'm really worried about this. But on the good side, the optimistic undoomy side, I do think the dam is going to break at some point, and we're going to start seeing 1, 2, 3, and then more Republicans saying, "Mr. President, enough." I'm talking about from Republicans.
Yeah.
And I just strongly believe that that's going to happen in one of these days, and I hope it's not too late.
Let's talk about your other favorite subject, Health and Human Services Director Bobby Kerr.
Oh, boy.
I was afraid you're going to bring that up, Stephanie Miller.
He appeared confused yesterday over the, quote, tsunami of anger caused by a series of offensive comments he made about autism. He suggested he was baffled at the wave of anger because I announced we're going to find the cause of autism. Well, everyone's calling BS on this stupid taxpayer-funded, funded study of these long-debunked claims that vaccines cause autism. We all know what he's going to say in September. Vaccines cause autism. I mean, so he thinks he's some great savior and meanwhile doesn't get why autistic people or their loved ones are offended by everything he said.
Well, you know, there's actually a diagnosis for people that cannot read handwriting on the wall, can't read people's faces, don't understand reactions they're getting, and they're sociopaths. And it's really unfortunate that Trump included at a high level in his administration a lot of people who fit a disturbing pattern of really serious mental problems.
Yeah.
And it is amazing to me that Bobby Kennedy Jr. continues to spout the same nonsense, and then he brings people under him like Mehmet Oz to create policies that make no sense whatsoever. We're in deep trouble at every corner of the administration here.
You departed some fun facts on Blue Sky that I had not heard. You said, so TV doctor Mehmet Oz says Americans are not entitled to health insurance but can get a 15-minute online health evaluation and presumably recommendations to lose weight and stop smoking. You remember the good Dr. Oz? He's the guy whose TV show included recommendations for bogus supplements and helpful hints about how to communicate with the dead. I did not know that, and I'd like to talk to my mom. So I didn't realize, that he...
Well, I took some of his hints, and I spoke to my grandfather. He's doing fine, in case you're wondering. And he's waiting for me, Steph. The guy is, he's so nuts, Mehmet Oz. And here he is being in charge of Medicare and Medicaid, the largest healthcare programs in America. Mm-hmm. That's the guy.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know if you saw this exchange online. RFK Jr. said ADD, ADHD, Tourette syndrome, narcolepsy, autism, all of these are injuries I never even heard of when I was a kid. And Sophia responded, your aunt was given a lobotomy for being depressed, so I guess it makes sense your family doesn't want to talk about stuff like this.
By the way, if you're a heroin addict, it is hard to remember things from your
childhood. This is true.
Well, first of all, we've learned how to diagnose autism. Like someone said, Pluto was only discovered in 1937, but I'm pretty sure it was there all the time. Like, nothing he says is based, it's just stuff that, nobody talked about it because we didn't know how to diagnose it back then, right?
No, first of all, people did talk about it. He just doesn't remember. Yeah. That's different than it not being there. And I think this is the problem with him. He's been in an absolute heroin cloud for most of his adult life.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let me take that back. He's been a heroin addict
Maybe the brain worm was the heroin addict. Who knows?
You got to overcome these things.
Sure.
And one day he will. I'm sure he will. No. So, I don't know.
We don't know. It's... Maybe the worm the whole time is like,
get
me more heroin. We don't know. What? I'm just spitballing.
Incredible.
Okay. Love you, Dr. Doom.
But you know about your reach globally, correct?
I do have global reach. Yes, I do.
You have global reach, and when we were in Spain a few days ago, two guys came up and said, Dr. Doom, this is in Alicante, Spain.
Wow.
Gary and Peter send their love to you.
Oh, I send them a global reach around. Thank you so much. And they loved your Make America Normal Again hat.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was a handsome, romantic picture. Hi, yes. Thank you, guys.
Bye, guys.
In España. All right, goodbye.
Thank
19
you.
Minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Credo!
Heroes of democracy.
Yes.
Here we go. Like Dr. Doom, now more than ever, people want to do business with companies that share their values. We've seen how a lot of companies are quick to abandon progressive values. Don't be scaredy bears. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company that's donated over $95 million to nonprofits that work for a better world and need our help more than ever right now. Switching to Credo, smart, easy way to make a difference in the world. Go to CredoMobile.com for more info. And for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com.
Do you have any disgruntled employees?
Hell, they're all disgruntled. I ain't running a damn daisy farm. My motto is do it my way or watch your butt.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
When was the last time you detoxed your body? If you're like most people, the answer is probably never. Toxins accumulate in our bodies every day from pollution in the air we breathe and water we drink, as well as the food we eat, especially if that food includes fast food, processed food, and sugar. How do you know if you're suffering from a buildup of toxins? If you're experiencing low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation, then those are all telltale signs. So, how do you detox your body? Well, you can add saunas or juice fasts, but what you really need is Active Liver from New Nordic. Containing a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver makes it easy to help your liver detox your body all year long without major changes to your diet or lifestyle. Try Active Liver today and start feeling better with more energy immediately. Active Liver comes in both a delicious gummy or tablet. Active Liver is available in stores at CVS or Meijer or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited about my new Vibrian Super C Serum. Tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? I used to have 11 billion. Listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Oh, I love that citrus smell, and it just makes you look beautiful. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion. Minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and free shipping. That is Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. That is Vibrance.com/Stephanie. I love it. I love my brand new glow. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Do it now.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur. Great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see. Business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait. Run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
At Serenity Pet Spa, we're more than just a grooming salon. We're changing the industry. From mentoring the next generation of groomers to educating pet owners, we're raising the standards for expert care, safety, and compassion. Because your pet deserves more than just a bath and a trim. They deserve a lifetime of trust. Join us in leading the change. Hear me, Liz Johnston, share my expertise every month on 92.7 WMDX. Serenity Pet Spa, more than just a pet spa. We're changing the industry. Book your appointment today.
This Mother's Day, say I love you with flowers as beautiful as she is. Waterloo Blooms hand arranges fresh, stunning bouquets with care, delivered straight to her door in Waterloo, Madison, and beyond. With same-day delivery available. Order now at waterloobooms.com.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. All right, we were talking about big box CEOs. That's what they used to call Linda Lovelace back in the day.
Does Bella know who Linda Lovelace is?
No.
She's a porn star.
What?
She's a porn star. All right. I can't think of
she
a more current
Deep
reference.
She
Any of the Kardashians?
Oh, good for her.
Are the Kardashians big box CEOs? All right, let's move on. You said, Kevin Hassett said Trump isn't worried about empty shelves.
Nope, not
okay.
at all. Not
yeah,
at
you
all.
Know that's what scared the out of him of, you know, a bunch of things yesterday. The big box CEOs said empty shelves are coming. You know, I was thinking, Chris, before it was a pandemic, can you imagine the second time we can't find anything on the shelves and we're wiping
yeah,
our ass with coffee filters caused by him this time, by one man.
Right, this would be the second time we've had empty shelves because of Donald Trump.
Right. Trump got a scare from CEO and markets on Monday. On Tuesday, he blunted some of his sharpest threats because he's a giant pussy, as I've mentioned, signaling a softer stance on China, retreating from fiery rhetoric about targeting the Fed. The CEOs of the three biggest retailers, Walmart, Target, and Home Depot, privately warned him his tariff and trade policy could disrupt supply chains, raise prices, and result in empty shelves. So this is how, you know, then he gets called. See who's backing down, right? So then Caroline Leavitt.
Oh, hey, girl.
Had to go out and say this. Where are we? Seven.
All right.
Yes.
Let me be clear. There will be no unilateral reduction in tariffs against China. The president has made it clear China needs to make a deal with the United States of America.
Oh.
And we are optimistic that will happen.
Are
and
you?
When that continues, it will be up to the president what the tariff rate on China will be. But we certainly need to see a reduction in tariffs and non-monetary tariff barriers from China as well. And we also need to continue seeing these companies abroad return their manufacturing to the United States of America. America so we can shore up these critical supply chains.
Right.
Oh, he's backing to be the tough guy again?
Uh-huh.
He's tough. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Total
he and
guy.
Pete Hegseth and his, what did I say?
Room.
Mojo Dojo Casa Makeup House?
Yes.
Powder House.
Girls,
Powder House.
I really think we need to start catering Chapter from Sweet Green again. Some of you are putting on a couple pounds.
And Rush is coming out.
Every time she speaks, I just wonder if she's thinking, you know, while it's coming out or if she's missing that, like, cognitive function.
Right,
but,
right.
You know,
Art said it, though. As predicted, it was another pump and dump on the stock market, endless market manipulation. But what they don't like, the market or anyone else, business owners, is this kind of whiplash, one guy's madman's whims, right? I mean, and by the way, China's ambassador to Canada says Beijing is offering to form a partnership with Canada to push back against American bullying. What do I always say? The world is moving on without us.
It is.
I don't know if we're going to be able to repair this, I hate to say it, suggesting the two countries could rally other nations to stop Washington from undermining global rules. We want to avoid the situation where humanity is brought back to a world of the law of the jungle again, said the Chinese ambassador. China is Canada's opportunity, not Canada's threat. Yeah, remember when we used to view our friend Canada like that?
Oh, yeah.
He said China and Canada appear to be the only countries taking concrete and real countermeasures against the unjustified U.S. tariffs. I just don't know that he's going to be able to fix this, even if he caves, as he clearly always does, tomorrow. And you can't tell me he's not seeing these headlines, too. Americans sour on Trump's handling of the economy. This is Reuters Ipsos poll. There's a bunch of polls out. America elected Trump in hopes that he would fight inflation, boost the U.S. economy as he approaches his 100th day. They're giving him poor marks for the handling of both.
Yep.
37%.
Whoa.
Approve of Trump's handling of the economy.
Wow.
Yikes.
And wasn't he the economic president?
Oh, yeah.
During the election.
The pollsters said you have a president who promised a golden age, but everything that's supposed to be up is down. Everything that's supposed to be down is up.
Yep.
Even if Trump caved, the economy might not quickly bounce back amid the chaos. That's what I keep saying. Three-quarters of the people polled, 56%, including 1 in 4 Republicans, say Trump's move to shake up the economy are too erratic.
Mm-hmm.
Second headline, Trump job approval plummets as Americans' pessimism about the economy hits a record high.
Yeah.
They fear his economic agenda is running the economy off a cliff. Yeah, three in four Americans think the economy is faltering. A majority say their own personal financial situation is getting worse for the first time since 2001. Majority of Americans, 55% not confident in Trump's ability to make good decisions about the economy. On and on.
Yep.
58% say it's a bad time to find a quality job, the most pessimistic outlook since the peak of the pandemic. Just remember that, you two. It's a terrible, terrible time to find a job. It's cold out there.
Ooh, so cold.
So cold. Michael Wolff next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A local judge has prevented the Trump administration from deporting a second UW-Madison student. According to the Wisconsin State Journal, 21-year-old Allison Yang is a Chinese student at the business school. She's set to graduate in about 2 weeks and work as an actuarial assistant before grad school. But her visa was revoked. She had a speeding ticket, and that may be the basis of her deportation. The paper reports a federal judge here in Madison ruled that revoking her visa was, quote, an abuse of discretion, end quote, and a speeding ticket is not a valid reason to deport someone. The judge's ruling says if she had to go home, she would have spent more than $130,000 and not get her degree. On top of that, he mentioned the psychological impact, saying she's now in constant fear and doesn't want to leave her room, worried that immigration authorities will arrest her. The Trump administration has revoked the visas of at least 40 students across the UW system. Meanwhile, today is the day. It's the start of the NFL draft for the very first time. It's in Wisconsin. Here's Lisa Hale.
3 days of activities are planned for the draft and the draft experience, and in the downtown area, Touchdown Downtown features the Draft City Music Fest. The bars and pubs in the Shipyard District along South Broadway and State Street will feature free concerts all throughout the draft. The free downtown to Titletown shuttle buses will be running every 15 minutes or so, and you can track them at any time to plan when and how to hop on. Earlier this week, Green Bay Metro Transit unveiled its new battery electric bus, which will be one of the buses shuttling football fans. See our story at civicmedia.us for links and information on the events planned throughout the draft and the weekend.
That's Lisa Hale reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We may catch a sprinkle or two at some point. Our high right around 68 this afternoon. Some showers and thundershowers tonight. Our low 47 tomorrow. Some scattered rain. Quarter inch or more is possible. 56 the weekend. Looking pretty good. Sunshine 60 Saturday. Upper 60s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 57.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have as our special guest Mike McCabe.
What they are trying to do is finance $4 trillion worth of tax cuts for the rich. We've got a whole bunch of billionaires who don't pay taxes, and we are deporting people who do pay taxes.
Yeah.
So, you know, I said, it's not like we're rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. We're throwing paying passengers overboard to make more room for a bigger first class for those freeloaders who are lounging there.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Canola, olive, or other vegetable oils, which can actually lower your chances for heart disease. Now that's a tip worth keeping for life. Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info is the national supporter of the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
not supposed to be one old man sitting in the Oval Office sending out middle-of-the-night tweets that shot markets into freefall. It's not supposed to be a bunch of 20-somethings unelected showing up at federal agencies and firing everyone. It's not supposed to be chaos and destruction. It's supposed to be good people elected by their neighbors with differing opinions coming together to negotiate in good faith.
Wow, that guy would have been a good vice president.
Yeah.
Coach Walls. All right. You know, listen, I loved Fire and Fury, his bestseller, but yeah. This his latest book. It's like a flashback. It's like a horror story. It's a flashback to the campaign. but I still love him. Michael Wolff joins us now. Hi,
yes.
Michael. How are you? The new book, All or Nothing, How Trump Recaptured America. Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Here we are.
Here we are again.
Yeah.
I mean, Michael, you're a Fire and Fury, obviously. You had, you have so many. First of all, how do you have so much inside access to all these people?
No, I don't know. It's a good question. It actually sort of goes to one of the things, both the virtues and the peculiarities of Trump world, which is the virtue is that they really are quite wide open. The peculiar thing is that they don't pay enough attention to anything to have kept me out.
Yeah, well, I mean, and here we go, one story after another now about the chaos, about the infighting, like Trump won, except, apparently even worse this time. We were just going over some polling, Michael. I mean, all the things he won on, I've never seen this happen in polling in this record time. Only 37% of Americans approve of his handling of the economy. I mean, and we're not even at 100 days.
Obviously, you have a kind of free fall going on. It has happened so quickly and reversed so quickly that it's extremely hard for any one human mind to focus on this.
Yeah.
Which is actually what helps to give him the pass that he manages to get. Even 37% is pretty strong compared to the catastrophe at hand.
Yeah. Well, I love the description of your book. All or Nothing paints a gobsmacking portrait. That's a good word.
Mm-hmm.
We're still gobsmacked. Gobsmacking portrait of a man whose behavior is so unimaginable, so uncontrolled, so unmindful of cause and effect that it defeats all the structures of logic of civic life. This is not just a story about politics. It's a vivid expose of the demons, discord and anarchy, all the fire and fury and future of American life under Trump. As everybody keeps saying, this has got to feel like the longest 100 days of any presidency ever.
No, I mean, again, just an extraordinary time. I mean, and there were many people I know who began these 100 days saying Trump 2.0 was a different Trump, there was a new discipline, a new efficiency. He had learned from his first 4 years. But this is totally untrue. It is exactly like the first 4 years, arguably worse. I mean, you can go down through just the litany: Hegseth, Kennedy,
yeah.
Bondi, again and again. You have a set of people running this government who A, have never run anything, B, who are in themselves so problematic.
Yeah.
Hegseth, a Fox talking head and a 5 martini a day guy.
Yeah.
Only five?
I mean, Bobby Kennedy and, a former drug addict, but everything he does with such obsessiveness and such disregard is the things an addict does. Again and again, Pam Bondi, one of the dumbest lawyers in Florida. I mean, over and over and over again.
Should we
say Kristi Noem?
Sure.
Whose entire, I mean... The entire Department of Homeland Security seems to be organized now around 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 this affair that she's having with Corey Lewandowski. I mean, should we go on?
Yeah. Well, and that she can't secure her own purse is these stories would be too comedic for you to believe if you didn't, right? That there's the whole, like, all the details about the guy sat next to her and just, like, kicked it from under her. Like, she's director of Homeland Security, and a guy stole her purse, like, right out from under. Anyway, but speaking of Homeland Security, the other thing he apparently won on, immigration, just 7% of Americans buy Trump's claim that our Albrego Garcia is a gang member. I mean, I think people in record time are seeing through. The combination, as you write, Michael, of sycophants, total immunity, that has made this flood the zone, as Steve Bannon would say, even worse this time. The American people aren't buying it. A new poll shows 27% of Americans believe that Garcia is a member of the gang. The number of Americans that believe Garcia should be brought back far exceeds those who believe he should be left in El Salvador.
Right. Well, I always caution against polls because America keeps electing the guy.
Right.
So they seem to recognize it and then immediately unrecognize it, which is part of the Trump thing, the fundamental strategy, which is you run a government by headlines, and the headlines are so large that they blot out anyone else's headlines. So the effect is that only one man exists in America, Donald Trump. And people vote for him.
My co-host Chris is not going to like when I say Middle-Age Riot tweets, and in their defense, the authors of the Constitution could never have predicted that American voters would be this stupid. That's the other thing. I guess there's a lot of us that just cannot believe this after the disaster of the first term. I mean, I get that there's a massive amount of disinformation out there, and I guess it's good, Michael, that people are finally, if any of this polling is correct, breaking through the lies that you know, again, because it would be different if, like I said, he won on issues that people just agreed with him on. It was a solid wall of lies. Haitians are eating your pets, and they're doing trans surgery on your kid in school without parents' permission, and on, right?
Well, as you know, as I say, I think it's something that we have to concentrate on and think about that attention is zero sum, mm-hmm. which is to say, if he is getting it, nobody else is getting it, which means that there is only one message, and it has an insidious effect. I have to say that you start to kind of believe it more than you do the messages that you're not hearing.
Right. So that you obviously, Fire and Fury was a lot about the chaos and infighting story this morning. It was WWE. Elon Musk reportedly got into a loud shouting match with Trump's Treasury Secretary in front of Trump in the West Wing. Their power struggle between, what's his name, Scott Bessent, yeah, and the struggle led to a heated exchange after Bessent accused Musk of going around him to have Gary Shapley installed as the head of the IRS. Not long after Shapley's appointment, he was replaced by, Bessent's deputy. So in some ways, it's the same stuff you wrote about, just this chaos and infighting.
And just remember what's being said here, practically speaking, is that Elon Musk, who is out of control and crazy, and we can go down the long line of things that would discredit him, but nevertheless, he's the most competent person in the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everyone hates him, according to reporting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone in the White House, absolutely. I mean, I'm still in fairly close touch with a lot of people in the White House. And Elon has been, that was just, you know, from day one, there's been the Elon countdown.
Right.
Well, first of all, you know, 71% drop in profits in Tesla just in the however many days he's been, you know, what's the other book? Everything Trump touches dies. I mean, you know, and also he's trying to counsel him about the tariffs. And I mean, that's the other thing, Michael. It's like, who does Trump listen to now in your reporting and your who you talk
no,
to?
Well, that's always been the case. Trump listens to no one. And if you've ever been with Trump, and I've spent a lot of time with Trump, you can see why, because he just never, ever, ever stops talking. I have never seen anything like that. Everybody around him is always, their kind of mouths are open, because it is like a freak of nature. There is no pause for breath. There's no pause in which anyone else might say anything.
And yet, weirdly,
and if there is, then he looks at you with this kind of like, who are you? And right. then he goes on.
Adam Kinzinger says there's a very distinct smell. Is there?
Oh,
that emanates from Trump.
Oh,
what?
Stephanie.
I'm just asking.
Stephanie.
Yeah, no, I can. No, this is not not true. As a matter of fact, when you're in his presence, it's. You have a lot of mixed feelings, because first thing, the energy is kind of incredible, and your focus is on him, partly because the way he looks.
Right.
But also because he is capable of dominating that yeah. space, so being with him is not an experience that you find repulsive. Quite the opposite. You're kind of drawn in, even guiltily so.
Yeah, that's with most sociopaths, I guess. And yet he says he's never met you, and he doesn't know you, right? That's the other thing. He says fake news. And I don't know what percentage still believes him. Like he said, I never said I wanted to get rid of the Fed chair. And he just said it and tweeted
well,
it the day before.
No, it doesn't matter. It just comes out, whatever is in his head. But that's one of the reasons that people find him, well, A, compelling, because you never know what he's going to say.
Right.
And B, kind of attractive. I mean, all other politicians, you know, Democrats particularly, are completely locked down and controlled. You don't have any insight into them. Trump, on the other hand, because it just comes out, whatever. There's no filter.
Yeah.
You kind of say, well, that's a weird form of honesty. He may have told more lies than anyone has ever told in the history of reported
right.
lies. But at the same time, you know, you don't feel he is hiding anything.
But don't you feel that's the point we're getting to, Michael? Whether you believe polls, but you're certainly seeing the protests and the town halls and this and that. I think the realities are starting to overcome his propaganda and his lies finally. I mean, he can say egg prices are down 95%. People know that's not effing true because they just went
to
the supermarket.
From your mouth to God's ears, of
right.
course. But as I say, you know, we keep electing him.
Well, let's stop that now. Is he really going to run for a third term? I love that we're asking that question as if it's legal or possible.
Yeah, but even that is why would we be asking that
right,
question?
Right.
I mean, that's largely, it's baloney, and it's Steve Bannon baloney, which
yeah.
is a special kind of baloney. So he is not going to run for a third term.
So what's Michael? Your final.
But I'll tell you what happened. It's going to be the same thing. He will be out. A Democrat will win, and that will leave Trump back in Mar-a-Lago as the voice of the Republican Party.
Oh, God.
So he won't go away.
No, ever, ever. So, yeah, I was going to say, this is the first 100 days, Michael. What's your, before you go, prediction? What, dear God, what's next?
You just have to look. He's a simple machine, and he will do exactly what he did in his first term, and it will play out exactly the same way. No doubt, the midterms will go against him. He will lose Congress. Congress will then investigate, possibly impeach him again, and he will become the same Trump victim that he likes to be, and we will go through again all of that.
Oh, God, rinse, lather, repeat. Oh, my God. All right, that's about 14 more Michael Wolff books. The new one is How Trump, All or Nothing, How Trump Recaptured America. Michael, thanks so much for your time. Come back. There's got to be another book in like a month, because
yes.
this is how these news cycles go. So. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Thanks for having
Thanks,
me.
Thanks, Michael.
All right, there he goes, Michael Wolff. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. You're going to need some gummies to get through the book to relive the campaign, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, Igor. Uh-huh. If you're still tossing and turning all night because longest 100 days in history, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to CBD for relief because it works.
Yeah.
I mean, not just sleep, stress, mood, focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. My Bonnie and Clyde, they're all about it, man. They're like, oh, dude, where's the stash? It's Grooming Day. Woohoo! I'm just what I'm imagining them thinking because they like it.
Is Clyde smart enough to say something like that?
Stop it. He loves it. Okay. Clyde is like Spicoli on CBD Day.
Mr. Hand. Mr. Hand.
That's what he calls the groomer, Mr. Hand. Yeah. Okay. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change, like millions of us, to CBD from CB Distillery. For a limited time, you can get 25% off your entire purchase. CB Distillery, the promo code is Stephanie. CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Wow! Wow! All I can say is wow!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, now more than ever, people want to do business with companies that share their values. We've seen how a lot of companies are quick to abandon progressive values. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company that has donated over $95 million to nonprofits working for a better world. When you switch to Credo Mobile, you get reliable nationwide coverage, competitive plans, deals on new phones. But more importantly, every month, Credo Mobile donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, the ACLU, and the Abortion Care Network. These nonprofits need all the help they can get right now. As you know, switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to credomobile.com for more info. And just for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. Once again, that's credomobile.com. Use the code STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. One more time, that's credomobile.com, credomobile.com. Don't forget, type in that code STEPH25.
Hey, John Fugelsang here. You guys know what's happening to the country, and corporate media is not helping. But when the White House Correspondents' Dinner fires comedians, it's time we take back the mic and brutally mock them in the process. Join me and the Political Voices Network for Not the White House Correspondents' Dinner pay-per-view special on Saturday, April 26th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Not just another comedy show, it's a no-holds-barred takedown of media hypocrisy, political BS, and sanitized news, with over a dozen fearless comics and influencers bringing truth with punchlines, including Hal Sparks, Alonzo Bowden, Trey Crowder, a.k.a. the Liberal Redneck, Glenn Kirshner, Allison Gill, Brooklyn Dad Defiant, Dino Vidala, JoJo from TV's Frank Conniff, and many more, with special guest Miss Elaine Boozler. Catch the Not the White House Correspondents' Dinner live on April 26th instead of that other thing, or stream it on demand for 2026, because that's a good number to think about. Go to www.meethook.live/not and get your ticket, because when they silence comedians, we get louder.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Ever feel overwhelmed trying to figure out what your dog really needs? Don't worry, at Serenity Pet Spa, we know before you do. Our expert groomers understand every coat type, every breed, and every unique personality. Whether it's a high-energy puppy or a nervous senior, we tailor every groom to keep them healthy, happy, and looking their best. Trust the pros so you can focus on loving your pet. Book your appointment today at Serenity Pet Spa, where grooming meets expertise.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
Madison, tax season is here. Ramos Tax Services has been saving you money for over 25 years. Locally owned, open year-round, and the best price in town. Mention this ad and get $20 off your return. RamosTax.com. 658 South Gammon Road. Ramos Tax Service.
It's your girl, Brandi Grayson, the hostess with the mostest of the Black Convergence Show. And I'm inviting you to the Black Brilliance Gala, hosted by Urban Triage on Saturday, May 31st at the Overture Center for the Arts. Join us for an elegant night celebrating unsung heroes. For ticket information and to learn about sponsorship opportunities, please visit us at urbantriage.org. That's urbantriage.org.
Stephanie Miller. Because I'm happy. Drop alone if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Drop alone if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Drop alone if you know happy. What.
Why? Because Dana Goldberg's almost here.
Everything will be better.
Secretary of Defense Rapey McDrunky Pete Hegs Kegbreath denied a report by CBS News that he has a Mojo Dojo Casa Makeup House.
Yep.
Near the Pentagon press briefing room, a defense official said Hegseth is doing his own makeup. Oh, that's not good when you're drunk, right, Bella? I mean, we've all done that, right?
Yeah, we
like you leave thinking I look great, and then you come home, and you're like look like a you know, like a what's that painter? What am I thinking of?
Picasso?
Yeah, like a Picasso. You come home, you're like, oh my God, what did I do with my lipstick?
Ladies, time the pregame right. Time it right.
Listen, drunky, it's okay. Just don't do your own makeup.
You're going to end up looking like Demi Moore when she tries to apply her makeup in the substance and then smears it all over her face.
Picasso, that's right. See, this is just me flailing around needing help with references. Thank you, Bella.
You haven't seen The Substance.
Huh? No. Jack agrees with us. She said Michelle Obama doesn't know an explanation to anyone for skipping out on the inauguration of a Russian asset. The idea that she would is insane. Thank you. Leave her alone. You're lucky she even performs for you. That is a lot. She's not first lady anymore. She doesn't have to go to... Okay. James says, after this is all over, we need to have a repeat of the Nuremberg trials. I am so serious. The crimes being committed by this current administration are atrocious. Thank you. And thank you for, you know, I hope Michael Wolff is right about one thing, that he does lose Congress and get impeached. But, you know,
I think he will.
Adam Schiff and others are trying to, you know, lay the groundwork for a country again that is a nation of laws, not men. So, yeah. One last one. Robert Reich says, so the Republican Party has historically blocked paid sick leave, paid family and medical leave, universal child care, universal pre-K, expanded child tax credit programs to support reproductive health, and they're wondering why more people aren't having children. Thank you. You know who had a plan for all that? Who had really good ideas for all that?
Kamala.
Including. Oh, yeah, you didn't let me get to the end of it. Including you know, money for a first house. Kamala did. We would be having more babies. Kamala. Okay.
Oh, but don't worry. They want to give $5,000 to anyone that pumps out the baby.
Yeah,
so what's the difference, right?
Do it. Be a baby T-shirt cannon. Do it.
Be a baby machine.
Do it, Bella. We'll
give you $5,000 each.
Yeah. Cool. I'll give you leave. We'll do the show from your house while you're recovering.
Yay.
And I babysit.
From her house with the seven dudes.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be fun. Oh, that's a reality show. And me.
Yeah, you're Snow White with the seven dudes.
All over the hill, Snow White. Kevin in D.C., hello.
Good morning, everybody. And may I first make a quick shout-out to Randy Rose. We'll absolutely miss her. She's just as good a kisser as you, and really will miss her skills.
Well, that hoa.
Bella, I'm impressed. You've been making great nerd quotes lately.
Oh.
Not quite as good as Jody, but getting up there.
Oh, she's
tactical.
Total nerd.
Oh,
she's
good.
Total nerd. That's why she fits in with us.
Yeah.
Exactly. And finally, I want to say, piggybacking off of the African-American gentleman from Phoenix and D.L. Hughley, when this country reconciles, like I learned a long time ago, I only have to learn lessons once. When I saw older guys catcall at women and they never responded once, never said, yeah, come over, big boy, I realized it didn't work. When I went driving and found out that asking where, you know, for directions unlike the average male was smart, it's stupid to go wandering around. I learned.
There you go. Learning. We'll do some of that with Dana Goldberg next.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump offering a rare criticism of Vladimir Putin, telling him on social media, Vladimir, stop, after a night of deadly drone and missile attacks that Russia launched on the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv.
Russia pounding Ukraine with missiles and drone strikes, rocking the capital, Kyiv. The attack is the deadliest in the city since last summer, leaving at least 9 dead and more than 70 injured. This while President Trump is reigniting his war of words with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky.
ABC's Martha Raddatz. Earlier, the president criticized Ukrainian President Zelensky for not going along with a U.S.-brokered peace deal that would let Russia keep all of the territory it's taken so far in the war. The International Monetary Fund warning that the ongoing Trump tariff disputes threaten the global economic outlook. Home sales slowed in March as elevated mortgage rates and rising prices discouraged buyers. This is ABC News.
This is your local civic